Unit 5. Reading the passage. Intuition. In a large crowded hospital in Zimbabwe, a 30-year-old woman was lying on a gurney about to be wheeled into the operating room for minor gynecological surgery when Rebecca Bingham, MD, happened to walk by. Although she had never seen the patient before and knew nothing of her medical history, the doctor had a sudden sense of alarm. "I felt I should check her heart," says Dr. Bingham. She put her stethoscope to the woman's chest and heard a murmur, abnormal blood flow through the heart, a possible sign of mitral stenosis, a heart condition that can cause serious complications if the person is anesthetized. Bingham alerted the surgeons, who canceled the operation to further evaluate the patient. Tests confirmed that she did in fact have the dangerous condition. An amazed surgeon asked Dr. Bingham why she had suspected the disorder. The family practitioner replied that it was just a hunch. Psychologists like Timothy D. Wilson, Ph.D., professor at the University of Virginia, and author of Strangers to Ourselves, believe such hunches are prompts from the adaptive unconscious. This is not the Freudian realm of repressed memories and primitive emotions. The adaptive unconscious is a mechanism in the brain that processes an ocean of sensory information, sorting it, inferring causes, judging people, and influencing feelings and behavior, all without our conscious mind being aware. These hidden powers of perception are what allow people to see the invisible. In Bingham's case, clues lay under the surface of her conscious mind. Experience working in Africa had taught her that mitral stenosis was more common there than in the United States. In addition, something about the woman had drawn the doctor to her. Like Dr. Bingham, most of us have had remarkably accurate intuitions that seem to spring from nowhere. We call these mysterious flashes of insight hunches, gut feelings, animal instinct, ESP, or even a sixth sense. Some people dismiss them as lucky guesses, but Dr. Klein, a cognitive psychologist from Fairborn, Ohio, once a skeptic himself, no longer dismisses the power of intuition. He has studied people who have to make rapid do-or-die decisions, such as firefighters, intensive care nurses, and soldiers. In one case, Klein interviewed a fire lieutenant who described a sixth sense that saved his life and the lives of his men. A hose crew was inside a house battling a kitchen fire, but each time they doused the flames, the fire roared back with greater fury. And the room was extraordinarily hot for such an apparently minor fire. The lieutenant sensed danger and ordered his team out of the house. As they reached the street, the kitchen floor collapsed. If they had been inside, they would have plunged into the basement where the main fire raged. Analyzing this episode, Klein realized that what the lieutenant called ESP was actually the subconscious processing of memory and physical clues. The blaze didn't match the firefighters' expectations. Flames weren't quelled, the room was too hot, not the pattern of a kitchen fire. It set off alarm bells in the lieutenant's unconscious. Klein has heard hundreds of similar stories. Pilots, paramedics, nurses, and others reported that in many emergency situations, they did not stop to weigh options or make conscious decisions. They leaped into action, following their gut instincts. But how could they tell if they were making the right move? Intuition is actually a two-step linking and checking process. First, we rapidly sort memories, looking for a familiar pattern to guide us. Then, as we follow the plan that worked in an earlier similar situation, our unconscious mind is vigilant for anything odd or unexpected, Klein explains. We are constantly reading ourselves, checking for emotional or physical reactions such as an uneasy feeling or increase in heart rate that say, "Watch out, you may be getting into trouble." Even when not in emergency mode, our internal radar is on alert for patterns that signal threat to ourselves or those we love. Leah Ingram's daughter Annie was a little tomboy who loved to roughhouse. It wasn't unusual for her to come home with cuts and bruises after playing with friends, but something about the 5-year-old's recent behavior didn't feel right to her mother. One morning, Annie complained that her stomach hurt and she was too sick to go to school. Normally, she loved school so much she'd go even on Saturday and Sunday, so my gut told me something was wrong, says Ingram. She sat Annie down for a talk. I found out that a girl was bullying her. The bruises were not from play. Ingram called Annie's teacher, and the problem was resolved. Luckily, moms like Ingram are sensitive to the language of gut communication. In fact, the term is more than a convenient figure of speech. A study by University of Iowa College medicine researchers revealed that our bodies are smarter than we think, since one of the ways our intuition warns us of trouble is through physical sensations. The researchers lent volunteers $2,000 in play money and asked them to turn over cards from 4 decks marked with sums the person had won or lost. 2 of the decks offered larger wins and losses, but ultimately left players in the red, while the other 2 had smaller rewards and penalties, but resulted in a profit over time. After playing about 10 cards from one of the losing decks, subjects who were hooked up to skin sensors like those on a lie detector started getting bad vibes. By the time they had played 50 cards, they began to avoid those decks, even though they couldn't explain why. But their skin was reacting with non-conscious signals, indicating that they sensed certain decks were losers. Yet it wasn't until they had played an average of 80 cards that they could verbalize what their skin and subconscious mind knew. People with damage to the brain's prefrontal cortex, who were also part of this study, didn't have telltale skin changes and kept picking from bad decks even after they knew they were risky, suggesting that this region of the brain may be where our gut knowledge really originates. Learning to listen to your body's cues can have surprising payoffs. An unusual investment approach has helped a fund manager make billions. His back tells him when it's time to sell by acting up. I used the onset of acute pain as a signal there was something wrong in my portfolio, he once explained. I rely a great deal on animal instincts. What the financier's back might be reacting to is shifting market patterns that the intuitive part of his brain has absorbed. And how is his back doing? He had a few setbacks in 2000 when his hedge fund, along with many others, took a beating on high-tech stocks. Our sixth sense can also detect when a situation isn't as menacing as it seems. John Yarbrough was on patrol for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and he pulled over a car for a routine traffic stop. As he approached the car, the teenage driver stepped out with a gun in his hand. We were about 6 feet apart, and I had a split second to judge his intentions. Logically, I should have shot him, but for some reason I didn't. The officer's hunch was right. After a brief face-off, the youth dropped his weapon and surrendered peacefully. Years later, Yarbrough, who now works as a criminal profiler, learned why he held his fire when self-preservation told him to shoot. While participating in a study conducted by Paul Ekman, PhD, author of Emotions Revealed, Yarbrough discovered that he had a gift for reading faces. This ability, which all of us have to some degree, stems from spotting micro-expressions. These very intense bursts of emotion only last a quarter of a second, but signal a person's true feelings even if he's trying to hide them, says Ekman. If you distrust someone who is trying to sell you a house, it could be because, when he said the roof didn't leak, you saw a micro expression of smugness at fooling you, or fear of being caught in a lie. While micro expressions and pattern recognition don't explain every hunch, some really do seem uncanny, scientists have given us reasons to trust our intuitions. Dr. Bingham thinks so. Her hunches have resulted in some amazing diagnoses, including detecting lung cancer in a patient who came in for a routine physical. Though this woman didn't have obvious symptoms, I thought I ought to check her out with a chest x-ray. Bingham ordered a chest x-ray, which showed a very small, still treatable tumor. Now I tell medical students that if they ever get a feeling that something is wrong with a patient, they should listen, because it might save a life.